Hey, Zuko, if you got hit with that storm, you might wonder if you've got hail damage. And a lot of us don't even know. I know I couldn't tell by looking at my roof. That is why I trust Allstate Exteriors. Family owned and operated for over 20 years. They'll inspect your roof for free. And if you need a replacement or a repair, they'll walk you through every step of the way. 614-948-ROOF.
You can find us online at OhioRoof.com.
And for all you Buckeye fans, that's
OhioRoof.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
It's 801 on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. 713-780-3776, the number. If you're just joining us, you missed a lot of Jack Easterby stuff in the last hour. Just unbelievable stand-up routine. He is so funny. That dude, he had us in stitches. Had us literally.
What's up, fish? Right. One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. You know.
It's so bad. Let's get Richard in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Richard.
Hey, honestly, I just got out of the bartending industry, and I just started listening to your show because I started at 9 to 5. I love it. I just have some questions about the youth. I'm an 86 kid, born in the summer, so I was cursed with the Astros, you know, not doing it. And then I think the Rockets didn't do it. My dad always said, I'm just cursed. Now, I got to grow up with good fan bases all over our city. Like, the good teams to just watch in the 80s and the 90s grow. And now I just wonder, if you're like 12, 13, what do you have to root for? What does HEB have anymore? There's no one left in the city but maybe Christian Wood and old freaking Altuve, which I still love the guy. And then is Christian Wood turning into the new Yao Ming who's just going to excite us and then just slowly break down? I mean, like, maybe nothing happened. He scares the shit out of me.
Whoa, dude. Whoa.
Well, we
scares
appreciate,
the shit out of him.
We appreciate you tuning in, but you can't say that.
You can't say
so. I don't know if you've called a radio show before, but the passion, great. Can't say that.
No, we love it. Got to clean it up.
Richard, just take it as advice for the next time.
92.5, you all heard that?
I probably did.
Yeah, scaring the ship out of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, well, we still got Deshaun, y'all. You know that, right?
Well, for now.
I don't think Deshaun's going anywhere.
Does it take, well, once the games start, people will forget, but does it take some of the shine off that the guy clearly wants to get the hell out of here?
No. Hakeem Olajuwon wanted out of here, too. You know what happened? He won titles here.
Well, that's not happening here.
You know, other guys have said, I want out. And guess what?
What?
They stay and they win.
Who?
Or whatever.
Who are they?
Well, it's not the first guy that wanted.
When your star quarterback says, get me out of here, I think it affects people. Now, if he comes on and they win, it won't be a problem. Because that's what, we know, winning changes everything. But people are like, man, come on, man.
Well, no. Hey, listen, it's probably changed a lot of people's minds about him. There's no question about that. But He has to do is get back on the field next year, run around, win a game, and well,
he won't be winning many games.
That's the hard part, is the winning the game.
He won't
thing.
Be winning a lot of games.
No, he won't be winning a lot of games, but he's still going to play well.
You hope so.
He's going to play well, and he'll win the fan base back. Hakeem Olajuwon,
is he a guarantee? Like, we've seen Carson Wentz fall off a cliff. Is he guaranteed? Is that just at some point you get to a level where you're not taking a step back? Like, even Jared Goff had a great year once, and then he hasn't been the same. Is Deshaun at a level where there's no chance for a slippage?
No. There's always a chance for a slippage, always. But I'm going to bet on Deshaun over Jared Goff or Carson Wentz.
Well, now we've seen Carson Wentz.
Right.
But he was an MVP candidate.
You feel like
point.
Pat Mahomes is going to take a dive?
Well, I think Pat Mahomes won a Super Bowl and get to another. Deshaun hasn't reached his level yet.
No, obviously not. He doesn't have the team around him either. He doesn't have Andy Reid either.
Well, and Pat Mahomes, I mean, I guess we could dig into the numbers and maybe he's had some bad games, but he doesn't have some of the playoff issues that Deshaun has had.
No. No, he has not.
I don't think they're comparable, but I don't think Deshaun will fall back, but I do have some hesitation only because I've seen the star young quarterback all of a sudden fall off a cliff. I don't imagine it happens here,
no.
But this is not a great environment for growth.
No, this is a horrible environment for growth. No, it's terrible. It's the worst environment. It's an incredibly terrible environment. Cal has created an environment of suck. That's what he's done. He's just created an environment of. I mean, this was such every time you mention Bob McNair, you mention class. Okay, honestly, that was the word. Anytime you said Bob McNair's name, you had to say class. With Cal, all you say is dumb. I mean, honestly, that's all you say. It's so unbelievable that this organization has gone from where it was to where it is. It's actually unbelievable.
Oh, only because we didn't know the level of ineptitude that Cal would bring.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't even have imagined. I mean, I don't know if there are whispers or rumors, but no one knew anything, at least I didn't, about Cal when he was behind his dad. That's just his son.
Well, first of all, we never heard. That was the joke. Has anyone ever heard Cal talk? And now we know why.
No, I actually went to a Texas Longhorn game. I was up. Bob Moses invited me up to his suite, and Cal was up there. And Cal was a lump. He literally didn't. You couldn't have a conversation with him. Literally, I mean, it was like me and Chad went up there, and it was like, God, that guy is just—he's a lump.
So, do you think that he? So was it known?
What?
Well, I mean, was it known? But no, was it known around
level of
the
ineptitude?
City?
No one. Yeah, you could. No, I don't.
And what Dell's saying is true.
Anybody,
we never really knew. We had suspicions. Well, I can tell you that.
I bet people in the organization were like, gosh, this is good.
They had to have.
Yeah.
They had to
have. Yeah. Wow, this is the guy, and he's what? But they couldn't even have imagined that he'd screw it up like this, though.
Did you see the knowledge is power thing that...
The cartoon thing?
Yeah.
Knowledge is power.
Somebody made one, and it is brilliant. It is... I can't put that out there.
No, you can't.
I can't.
No. You can't like or...
No, I can't even like it.
No.
Just trust me. A lot of you guys will send stuff at different times, like you, Art. I like them, but I'm not going to like them because I don't need that in my life.
Because people can see what you like.
Yeah. So there's things that I see that I like, and I'm like, I can't like that. I'm not going to like that. I'm not going to comment on it. But just know that I do.
Yeah.
In my heart, I do like some of the things you guys say.
Yes.
And sometimes it's not about Texans or whatever.
Like, if you sent Caldor every day, that's fine.
I've saved it already. I don't need it. I've got one saved.
Simple Cal.
The conductor Cal that somebody...
The simple Cal thing feels like maybe a step too far.
That's a step too far. But conductor Cal, because my football buddy...
That's horrible.
I got a scout who said, why is your owner conductor Cal? And then somebody made that picture. It was Dustin. Did you see the picture of him with the beard, with the mustache and the glasses on, and he's got a hat on? And it's like and I sent it to my guy who he's just a scout. He's like, oh my gosh, this is incredible. This scout also pays attention to a lot of I can't even say it. We talk about different prospects, like he'll give me some inside stuff, and I'm like, man, I kind of like this guy. This guy's flying under the radar. He goes, yeah, that's because he has bodies on his – it's because he has some bodies that are out there. He goes, he's a legitimate street dude. He's like – because, you know, they know all this stuff about all the players. Mm-hmm. He's like, you better not get too comfortable putting a big grade on him because everyone in the league knows about this dude. I'm like, oh, well, I'm glad you told me that. I'm glad I won't go out there too far out on the guy. And, but then the Cal thing, this guy's reveling and he's worked for a bad football team and he's reveling in this
Texan
stuff.
Well, because misery loves company.
Yeah. He revels in his Texan stuff. Yeah. He's just like, oh my gosh, is this your guy?
It's so unbelievable that a professional organization, it stinks of everything that is unprofessional. It's unbelievable, unbelievable that this is what we have. This is what this organization has turned into. I mean, it was like
all
a model.
Aboard! There it is.
He looks like the Tom Hanks cartoon movie.
Look at this thing.
If you go to at Dustin Bennett 76. What, you can see.
Wasn't
what
Tom
he,
Hanks like in a yeah, said that yeah, cartoon yeah. thing? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what it looks like. Yeah. It looks like the I forgot what was it? Called. Something Express.
Yeah, the Polar Express.
Polar Express. Oh, that's what that's from.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a Tom Hanks thing.
Except Tom Hanks was likable.
Why is Tom Hanks not likable anymore?
I said except he was likable.
Here he is. Yeah. And and Heber Linares, Heber Linares, His Knowledge is Power cartoon, which is, by the way, I mean, from a graphic artist standpoint, that is an A+. That I mean, that's just, this is really, truly some amazing work. And I want to put it out there, but I'm just telling you, I'm not retweeting.
Letters.
I'm not gonna. Yeah, it's all the over the I'm place. Not gonna retweet this.
No.
So I want you guys to see it, but I can't retweet it for you.
You just told everybody that you like it. So what?
Yeah. Why what's the difference?
I mean,
oh, there's a difference.
You're talking to more people than it than you're.
Yeah, I ain't talking it to. On Twitter. No, I'm not talking to 83,000 people. Telling them, hey, people around the NFL go, hey, did he just retweet something that? Has the and no one would know that knowledge is power. No one would know except that the capital N, capital L, capital G. We know that's universal for do do do. When you have random capitalized letters,
yeah.
That's what that's code for.
What's the Twitter handle again?
Heber Linares.
Linares.
Heber Linares.
Heber.
Heber.
Well, I don't know. Would it be
Heber?
Heber. Heber. Yeah, it'd be Heber.
Linares.
Do you see it, Dell?
Heber.
Yeah. Yeah, what's so bad about this?
Well, it's just...
What?
Look at the capital letters and randomly. That, you know, yeah. that's the weird little meme for SpongeBob.
It means the opposite of what it actually says when you do that. It's entertaining. I think you should retweet and comment.
You're gonna retweet it.
You do is you retweet and goes, guys, this is too much.
Guys, you need to knock it off.
Guys, who did this?
Yeah, that's what you do.
That's Raheel's favorite thing. Who did this?
But we all know that's a rubber stamp of I love this when you do this.
Yes, when you say who did this, it means I want you to see this.
Yeah.
And you're supposed, it's like when Jim Rome, you say he used to read it, one of his faxes or emails. That's terrible. He goes, it's not getting on the show.
813 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 815 ESPN 916. Now, 713-780-3776.
You know who Jamie Kennedy is, by any chance?
Jamie Kennedy?
Yeah.
Sounds familiar.
He's an actor, did a lot of stuff in the 2000s. He did, what was the show where he was the... White rappers, parody.
Well, he had that movie.
Yeah.
What was it called? Beverly Hills? I forgot what it was called.
I'll look it up real quick.
Oh, I see him. Yeah. I know him.
Yeah, he used to be on MTV a lot back in the day.
Yeah. What about him?
And so somebody...
Malibu's Most Wanted.
Mr. Positivity says, Jack Easterby could have easily been in a Jamie Kennedy movie. I feel that 100%.
You know what? I feel like he was, if you took Rapping Dad two steps farther than it should,
yeah,
that's who he is.
That's who he is.
Yeah.
That's who he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is Easterby. 713-780-3776. Let's get Dave in here. Hey, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. John and Lance, I've been listening to you guys for years. You are by far the best morning sports talk show in this town. I've been for a long time.
Thanks, man.
About... You know, this business of can the Deshaun situation be saved and is it too far gone? Lance has been in this town a long time. He certainly remembers Olajuwon in 92. He and Charlie Thomas got so crossways that it looked like that couldn't be saved. you know. But Charlie figured it out, and they got it worked out. And I think he signed a contract extension. And of course, they won two NBA championships a couple of years later. Less owned the team by then, but still, the fact that the ownership and the star player figured it out and got it worked out. It's been done before. Hopefully, it can be done here. The other thing I wanted to say real quick before I get off the phone is, you know, when I hear people talk about Deshaun and whether he's proven or not, you know, what's he done in the playoffs, I always think about his college career. And I go, when that guy had a coach, a good head coach and a good coaching staff around him, go back to those Alabama games. You know, he almost won the first one. He single-handedly, a lot of us single-handedly, but you saw what he did. You know, there's no doubting Deshaun Watson. So, anyway, great show. Thank you.
Yeah, I agree. If he ended up, he just the luck of the draw. Well, I guess it was the luck of the draw. Rick Smith created it by moving up in the draft, but he came to an organization that was just cursed with Bill O'Brien and now Jack Easterby and Cal McNair. That's the luck of the draw.
Well, it wasn't cursed at the time. It became cursed.
Yeah. No, well, did
he came to an organization with Rick.
Festered into an infection, and that's what you got now.
Well, they allowed one guy,
Bill O'Brien. Pat Mahomes, they traded up for him, and he ends up with Andy Reid and in a wonderful situation in Kansas City with the Hunts and great players around him and all of, I mean, that's the luck of the draw. Pat Mahomes, it couldn't tie Deshaun's shoes in college, how good Deshaun was versus Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the other thing was Deshaun, what happened to Pat Mahomes happened to Deshaun reverse in college. Deshaun went to a program ascending. And Pat Mahomes, whether because of scholarship or because he wasn't a great high school player, I don't remember his status, wound up at Tech, a perennial, score a lot of points, don't win a lot of games. If Pat Mahomes went to Clemson, who knows what would have happened?
Yeah.
So the scenarios are just reversed now.
True, true. They are reversed now, and then Deshaun's living his Texas Tech nightmare right now. Well, it's even worse than Texas Tech.
Texas Tech would at least win 5 to 6 games
and
be entertaining.
Yeah, and he had... he had Cliff, a cool coach as opposed to this.
Oh, Jack's not cool?
Yeah, Jack is cool. One fish, two fish.
That's your guy, by the way.
That's your guy.
No, no.
Yeah, no,
no. I do love him if he had anything to do with the trades that got Miami picks. But
he had everything to do with those.
Then I love that man.
No, yeah, he's your guy. It wasn't for Jack Easterby, you wouldn't have the greatest team in the NFL next year.
I'm not asking for people to resign, but since Bill O'Brien has a job, he can't do it. If Jack stepped down, he could make one of the picks for the Dolphins, like in the second round. No, Jack Easterby will make the pick for the Miami. Oh, you don't want to have Tony Nathan do it or Dan Marino? No, Jack's more important to the organization right now. Jack, you make the pick. You take Najee Harris for us.
Stop. Stop already.
He's not going to do anything publicly anymore. He's going to try to scrub all these videos off YouTube also.
They're on Twitter for life now. Forget about it. He ain't getting away from this.
Yeah. No. That's just so corny. Granted, that's the audience he has, but that's fine. You know, it's not for everybody, but that's the guy running our city, running our team. And then behind the scenes, he tells everybody, you know, people talk. By the way, when I say these things, this is not a guess. Jack is telling people, like, I cannot believe I'm being blamed for all of this. It's not fair. It's not right. I didn't do most of the things that people say. What are we saying that you did that you didn't do? Exactly. John and I know what you did that we are 100% certain that you did. We know those things. Now, some of the things, look, I can just tell you, there's no way that Cal McNair did a deep dive into Brian Gain and got rid of him.
Deep dive.
That's what he used that phrase.
I know. Stop. Cal's.
That's just ridiculous.
Cal's deep dive
questioning the new sheriff in town.
Cal's deep dive is into a bathtub with an inch of water. That's Cal's deep dive.
I thought you were going to go with ice cream. What kind of ice cream?
This is old school. But Uncle Freddie says, Cal went to Hawaii in 2018 and found a necklace. He has not stopped wearing it. That's the old tiki necklace for the Bradys. He's like, hey, what's this Jack Easterby necklace? Like, oh, what's that noise? Immediately, Deshaun hurt. Well, no, that was 17, but JJ probably hurt his back and then doing a hula hoop and picture almost fell on Deshaun's head. Yeah, Jack is the tiki net. Well, you know what you do? You get rid of the tiki necklace. Mm. If you knew something was jinxed, if you did, you said, man, every time I wear this shirt, this team loses. What would you do? You stop wearing the shirt.
No, Cal is, I'm telling you, he's in a trance. He's in a Jack Easterby trance. Yeah. And look at that guy that emailed you. Yeah, Cal probably wrote that. That guy that DM'd you about Jack Easterby and what a great guy
he
is.
No way.
Cal feels like Jack Easterby is the greatest guy in the world.
This year or the last year hadn't taught me anything. It has taught me there are a lot of dumb people in the world. And I can see this Jack Easterby thing snowing people on. Jack's a great guy. You know what? I don't know if Jack Easterby is a good guy or not, but if I had to sit through one of those things, I'd be like, this guy sucks. I don't want to be anywhere near him. Because if this is what he's putting out as far as giving me before he gets to the Word of God, nah, I'm good. It's an immediate avoid.
So the people that haven't been here, Jack's stand-up, we played it earlier. It's not a stand-up. I don't know what it is, but it is so corny.
Well, he takes shots at every region. Like, he does this over-the-top generalization.
In Boston, we parked the car.
Really? In Texas, I was in Houston for a while, and everything's bigger in Texas. Everything's bigger in Texas. And like,
and big belt buckle.
And there's all these belt buckles. What? No, there's not. Where were you? The rodeo cook? Were you at the rodeo?
You Minnesota. And when you go to Minnesota.
Don't you know?
You guys can't do it justice. Let's listen to
no.
Justice.
No.
Oh, yeah, do it, Del.
I think it's funny and it's true. Before we actually get into God's words, I love crowds. I love crowds, right? It's a blessing to travel all over the country, right? So on the West Coast, you go and crowds really tell you like the kind of people that are in that area. So on the West Coast, like you got the West Coast for a game and you get there and people are in the parking lot and they're like, you know, got their surfboards on top of their, you know, on top of their Jeeps and they're sitting there and they're like, dude, like the game's at 4. I'm just telling you, if the game will be wrapped up around 7, like we can catch a wave tonight. I'm just telling you, it's going to be totally awesome, dude. Like, I'm telling you, this is going to be awesome. I mean, we're just in the West Coast, man. It's just chill, you know what I'm saying? It's just everybody relax. Like, we're down 20, but it's all right, okay? Like, chill, bro. And then, like, you go down to the Midwest, right? Like, you get into the, like, the Bobby's world, don't you know? Like, you get into the don't you know? Like, don't you know we're playing Minnesota? Like, Minnesota here in the crowd, so everybody's chanting about Minnesota, don't you know? And I know we're down 15, but don't you know we're going to come back, don't you know?
Oh, God.
And then, like, you get down in Texas,
turn
right? And the belt buckles come out. I mean, they just all they can't help us, right? And I feel like to talk to somebody, I need to email their belt buckle and get permission, you know?
You know how I know this guy ain't cool besides all that? If he's going to make a Midwest reference, you're going to Bobby's World? Why not Fargo?
Yeah.
Bobby's World? That cartoon from the early to mid-90s? What you're referencing?
Yeah. Fargo's the one
that's the one you go to.
Yeah. But he didn't do that. Don't you know?
What? Bobby's World. I'm hoping the Vikings could somehow pull this one off this year. You know, something like that. Oh, Marge, I'm so lonely. Remember that guy, the Asian guy? I'm so lonely. Yeah, you look like a really pretty lady.
I can't guarantee I won't ever play it again.
One fish, two fish.
You like that more?
Well, I like Jack when he's trying to be,
hey, guys,
you know,
we need it. No. We got to stop. Wow. I just got something. As an occasional advertiser, this is Lenny from St. Arnold. As an occasional advertiser, I demand you stop this. This world does not need more Jack Easterby. So one of our advertisers,
don't you know?
One of our occasional advertisers has stepped in and said, guys, this needs to stop. Yeah. Oh, Jack Easterby. Oh, he's a good guy.
Don't you know? Yeah.
He came through here and had some cheese curds.
Minnesota. Shut up. God, don't.
Like, get better at accents.
Just don't do any.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. As cringeworthy as it is, I'm hoping more dug up because I do, in a way, it's very much like I do want to hear more. In a weird way, I do want to hear more to see what he's capable of. And I know occasional advertisers are weighing in right now saying this has to stop. And I would agree in principle. However, did you not hear that? Mm. And there's another one like, hey, kid, what you looking at, kid? It gets, there are more. Dell stopped on the belt buckle Texas thing.
I had heard enough, actually.
Even you had?
Yeah. I was like, I'm done here. I'm just a little insulted. Like, if you're California, look, I get it. I get it. The surfer thing is what you want to go to. But the people who actually go to football games, they're not, hey, man, we're down
hey
with
dude,
20, man. Yeah,
it's
no.
Gambling over no. 7, we can catch some waves.
No, the guys who are catching.
Who brings their surfboard to a football game?
The guys who are catching waves are going to catch waves and not go to the game. I don't like his premises, mostly. Forget about his acts. The premise is stupid.
You play the Easter Reeve video with football time in Houston playing under it so we can all have aneurysms.
No.
Right.
Do you think, Dell, I challenge you at some point today to put together the most horrific 1 minute that you can, that we're forced to, like, just to see whatever you think
of
it is.
Easter Bee stuff?
I'm not going to tell you what it needs to be. Whatever you think is the worst
of
thing.
Of Texans lowlights?
It can be literally whatever you think is the worst thing that we could hear. It could be Easter Bee, Texans, Cal, Bill O'Brien, music. I don't know, but I do know
you
this.
Want to close out the week and go into your weekend like that?
You want to go into the Super Bowl like that?
Yeah, there's a Super Bowl to talk about.
Well, let's talk about the Super Bowl on the other side. Let's do that on the other side. I just can't talk about Jack Easterby anymore. I just can't.
If Jack ever came to speak to our youth church, and this is what the picture has, it's a girl with a gun pointed right at the camera.
I want to talk right now about Doc Linville. I want to talk about this hair. For those of you on Twitch, you can see it. You can see it. You see what's going on over here? Nice, long, flowing, luscious hair. Okay. My wife, actually, we were at the Greeks yesterday, and they all have thick hair. She's like, what happened to you? Doc Linville's what happened to me. That's what happened to me. Now I got hair like the Greeks do. And here's the deal is you can have wonderful, long, lush, flowing hair, too. Even if you were follically challenged like I was. I swear, I had, like, holes in my head like a mangy dog. Like, it was bad. It was horrible. And now I just feel like I got some great hair thanks to Doc Linville. And you can, too. I'm telling you, the process is so simple. It's the neo-grafting. It's not what that used to be. It is awesome. If you're looking for a great way to get hair again, get to the website, get your consultation with the doc, and I'm telling you, if you do it, you're going to love it. It takes about 6, 7, 8 months for it all to come in, and you will love it. All you got to do is go to 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
832 ESPN 97.5. What receiver is going to have the biggest game?
I'm starting to think Christian Wood's going to be out longer than 2 weeks.
Yeah, it looks bad.
My 14 days.
What receiver on Sunday is going to have the biggest game?
Biggest game.
Include Kelce in it.
And Gronk.
Biggest game.
We won't define it
there's
by...
There's no way you're going to put Gronk in the biggest game.
No, I wouldn't think. But what if he had 2 touchdown catches?
That's... No.
Might not be the biggest stats, but it could be the biggest game. I would say the biggest game is subjective because it doesn't deal with stats, but typically the stats... and the win column and directly leading to a win will play into it. So I would say, I'm still going to say Tyreek Hill. I don't think they have an answer for him.
I'm going to say Kelce. Dell?
I'm going to go with Hill. Because if they put Carlton Davis on him again, like they did the last time.
They can't.
And I was going to ask, who's the scariest player in this game? And it's Carlton Davis. He could get used.
So hold on a second. What if Tampa wins? Who's the biggest receiver?
Godwin? Godwin or Evans or
what about AB?
Is he even healthy? He wasn't healthy last game.
Nah, but I think he is set to play.
Yeah, but how? Yeah.
Of course, I had not seen any prop bets for him, so
no,
that could be a problem. Antonio 6 million Scarface like Florida home is something else. No, I don't see. I still don't see anything recent about him, but I'm going to keep looking.
Carlton Davis is the scariest player in this game because you know who Carlton Davis is because he gets beat.
Or he gets into Twitter back and forth with Mike Thomas because all Mike Thomas does is run slants or something. Slanty boy. Yeah, I don't like the thought of him being – because the Bucks like man.
Yeah, Brown is a full participant, by the way.
He is.
So he's going to play.
You would imagine.
You see – Tyrant Matthew, you don't even know who the corners are for the Chiefs.
See, that's the problem. Is Todd Bowles the man corner guy? And
yeah,
I mean, you have to play zone. You're going to have to do something different than the last time. There's no way that they go into this game with the same game plan. Obviously, it's going to be something different. They're going to have something different for Kansas City. If it's the same thing, obviously Kansas City will just rip them apart. But so obviously something is going to be different, whether it's double team, some kind of cloud coverage, which is very difficult with Tyreek Hill because they move him all over the field. So they can't really bracket him necessarily because you get jet action with him. You get the ghost motion. You get all that stuff that Andy Reid does makes it really tough to just get a beat on a guy like Tyreek Hill. They can split him wide. They can play him from the slot. They can bring him from out of the backfield. They can bring him off the jet motion. Like, it's hard to – you have to play some zone and just hope that they dink and dunk their way down the field and it turns into a field goal.
As opposed to big plays.
Yeah.
Because
remember,
yeah.
They were beating the brakes off of Tampa. And Tampa came back and had a chance to, you know –
They only lost by three.
Right there. Yeah.
They only lost by three. And they were – they were slapping them. Yeah, if they don't jump out like that in this game, guess what? Tampa's got a real shot.
Absolutely.
And you know what? Tampa plays a zone and no big plays. That's what you got to guard against Kansas City. You can't give them up. You can't give big plays up. You just can't. And maybe sooner or later they'll make a mistake. I mean, that's what even Aaron Rodgers did. At some point they got to him. This offensive line for Kansas City, if you don't come up with big plays, at some point they're going to get to Pat Mahomes. He'll be sacked. Pat Mahomes will be sacked. Under/over 2.5.
Over. Pat Mahomes.
Yeah.
Oh, over. I could say it more like 4.
Yeah. 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 And that kills drives.
Yeah.
So now he can
convert longer third. Yeah. Like they've got the weaponry. I've never seen anyone convert a 3rd and 13 easier than the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's always, wow, 17-yard game to Kelsey in the middle of the field with no one there. Like, what is Reed scheming? How is he doing this?
The Chiefs were 5th best as far as sacks per game. Actually, tied for 3rd along with Tampa and Green Bay, 1.4 sacks per game given up.
Yeah, but their offensive line is banged up. This is a good defensive front.
They're out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Kilgore, the center, appears to be – he's going to play, it looks like, as long as he keeps
testing out. He's a backup center.
I thought he was a starter. Daniel Kilgore is the backup?
Yeah.
Then why is he such a big story? Who cares if he's may have COVID or not?
Well, because you only have a certain amount of guys because you're all beat up already.
You can sign another center. But Rimmers will replace – is he replacing Fisher?
Fisher's out. Kilgore out.
Rimmers has been there for a while.
They could really use DuVernay-Tardy.
Yeah, well, he's trying to save people's lives.
He's saving lives.
He's a doctor. Thank you.
Yeah, I know. But they could really use him this week.
It wouldn't shock me if he doesn't come back.
For this, never comes back?
If he just shuts it down and he's moved on to whatever he wants
to do. Can I tell you how stupid your commissioner is?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Your commissioner's Rob Manfred.
No, that's not my commissioner. My commissioner is The Rock. Okay.
For some reason, I want you to save that. My commissioner's The Rock.
All right.
It's just, to hear things John said, has Katy Perry had a baby recently?
She's bigger.
She looks bigger. And also, my commissioner is The Rock.
My commissioner is The Rock. So,
what's wrong with my commissioner?
Oh, well, here's this.
What's he doing? Keeping people safe again?
If you have sex with a woman, you can put Antonio Holmes Sr. on your jersey. But Duvernay went to the league and said, I'm a doctor. Can I put Dr. Duvernay on my jersey? And they said, no. You mean so I go 8 years to med school, and I can't put that on there, but I can, if I have sex with a woman, I can put senior on
if there. I name the kid after me.
Yeah.
I can.
You can change your jersey name.
That's a name.
And so is doctor. So is doctor.
Senior isn't on his birth certificate.
Hold up.
Is it?
He can get it changed.
Did he?
You can't get doctor changed. You can't put doctor putting your name on Social Security card.
It is the same thing.
No, can you get a Social Security card that says doctor?
But are you changing your name to senior? Then it's not your name.
No.
You can change that on your...
But are
name
they?
Name changes happen all the time. My wife did a name change.
You can put doctor, make it your name. What are you talking about?
No, she wanted to get rid of her given
and he didn't
name.
Want to have doctor.
He hated it.
He wanted,
my sister did the same thing.
He wanted MD.
Wait a minute. What's her given first name?
I'm not allowed to say.
I want to know.
It's no longer part.
Because I'll call
it's
her
dead.
That. I will
it's
call
dead.
Her.
It's dead.
I need to know.
You're going to dead name her, and I'm not going to let you
what
do
is it.
It? I'm not telling
is
you.
Is it Gladys?
No.
Is it Harriet?
Gertrude?
It's pretty bad.
Is it
Gertrude?
Is it?
Nope. I'm not telling you.
Is it Consuelo?
No.
We got to call her and see what her given first name is.
Wait, back to the thing. It's not like MD is what he wanted. He wanted MD at the back. He didn't want to be called doctor.
Yeah,
he
what
wanted
if
MD.
A dentist? Then we're going to have to do whatever. DDS for the dentists what? Who are out there.
See,
LLC because people are brands
that
now.
That guy's name is not senior.
His go
name,
look at Victor Oladipo's Twitter. You know what the first no, thing I don't you want see to. On that is mogul, that he's a mogul.
I thought it was bad shooter.
Oh, by the way. Do you see all the reports that came out yesterday? Rockets now shopping Victor Oladipo. Yeah. Victor is shooting so broken. His shot is so broken. They're like, Rockets, like, who wants him? Get him out of here.
Knicks.
We've seen enough.
Hey, Knicks.
Who else? Get your red hot Victor Oladipo. Get your Victor Oladipo.
So he didn't play last night. John Wall did, and they won comfortably.
Yeah.
John Wall's the key.
Well, when you go 7-for-24 like Oladipo did the other day,
that's been consistent here pretty much, except for a 2-game stretch.
He's James-like.
He's shooting under 40% here since the trade in 8 games, and under 32% from 3.
He's a star, though.
No, he's not.
He kind of is.
The name.
How many All Star games? Thank
one.
You. Good night.
Well, he made two.
Two.
And the second was off the back of the first one because in the second year he wasn't that good.
All Star. He's got star in his name.
He hasn't been
you know what? He could put that on his jersey.
No, you can't, actually.
Yeah, apparently, but you can't put Dr. Duvernay on there. That's how dumb your league is.
Listen.
He didn't even want the DR. Didn't he just want MD at the back of his
name? No, I think he wanted Dr. Duvernay. Because that's his name now.
It's not his name. It's a title he has earned. Do you put, like, your bachelor's degree on there somewhere?
What? No.
Do you put master? Do you put JD on there when... When
no,
you
but
get
you
your
can
legal
put
stuff?
Senior or junior on there.
Attorney at law, do you put that on there somewhere?
No.
Senior, junior is a designation
no, doctor
based on
is a,
how many
is,
names.
Is part of your name now.
No,
your
it's not.
Duvernay.
It's a title.
Yes.
It's not your name. It's your title.
No.
You don't get to put a title on there.
If you are the child of and they name you, then I get junior because that's your name.
But
not, that's not your name if you're the dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
No,
you
it
turn
isn't.
Into a senior.
But that's not a name. I turn
okay,
into a doctor.
Okay, Ken Griffey Sr. As soon as Junior was born, he became senior.
His name is Ken Griffey.
Yeah, he was Griffey. That's all.
They call him Ken Griffey Sr. You have to differentiate.
Well, right. Yeah, you had to.
You know, it is true. He should be Ken Griffey. Why do we call people senior?
That's what we're saying. Why
yeah, but it's what we do now.
I don't
make the rules up. That's just what we do.
You can put a 3 on there or 4.
No. My favorite is like when I do draft stuff now, it's now Greg. It's not Greg Newsom Jr. It's Greg Newsom the second.
Is that a thing? The second?
Oh, no. That's 100%
actually, it
a
is.
Thing.
If you're not, if the
at
dad,
least four people, for at least
no,
four
it is
players.
A second. If your
is
dad,
this a grandpa, maybe?
Yeah, if your dad didn't give you that, if that's not your dad's name, but it's a family name, yeah, if you're the second.
Okay, is that how that would
that's
work?
That's how it works, yeah.
So you're not a junior.
You're not a junior, you're
but
the second.
But you're the second.
Yeah, Robert Griffin the third, because there are multiple.
Well,
third.
But it's usually
but
in
that's
order.
The third.
It's usually in
order,
but it's, I guess it doesn't
rule.
Have to be.
I think
be in
that's order. Just people are making, they're freestyling. If you say you're a second, what's the rule on
I
that?
I think it has to do with the fact that you're that's
maybe
not your
maybe it was your
name.
Grandpa.
Yeah, he's your grandpa.
So you're, well, I know, then you're just like I'm also Greg. My grandpa, I'm named after my grandpa.
If you have, but if you have the exact same name, if it's even the middle name, then you're the, I guess the second
name
in
is
the family.
Lee, and there's like three of us in a row.
Is it Lance Lee Zerline?
Yeah. Oh, that's how names
See,
work.
I'm
names
junior,
work.
But I'm not really junior because my dad was, his name, well, his name was Romeo, but.
Really?
Hold up.
Hold on. Yeah. Why are you dabbing? Why are you dabbing for that, Lance?
When your dad's name is Romeo?
Yeah.
Oh, Paw, why have you been hiding this from us this whole time? For 20 years,
John,
I've done radio with you, and you've never told me it's Romeo. Real name, a given name.
His given name was Romeo, but everybody called him John.
I would have never been called John. I would have been sticking with Romeo.
Romeo. No, because he would have got where for our thou. You don't need that.
You would have back in the old country.
No,
they wouldn't have played with.
And if he met a Juliet, it would have been. Come on. We can't do it. We can't have it.
I think Romeo is your dad's name is something that should have come up way earlier than Romeo.
All right. What should come up if you don't have any electricity? What happens?
Yeah. Generator Supercenter. When we come back, we've got our intern coming in studio here with us, and she's going to sit between me and John, and she is going to pick this big game.
We have another intern?
No, Nina.
She came back in? You suckered her back in?
She's getting ready to come in. She'll sit right here. And she's going to make her Super Bowl pick.
Oh, so. You're going to put her face on the Twitch?
Yep, that's right. So, but right now, what I'm telling you about is Generator Supercenter. Now, here's the thing. Generator Supercenter is the number one. That's the number one spot for the Generac automatic standby generator. And the reason that's such a big deal is because these generators, what they do is when you have an outage of power at all, It turns right back on. It's your backup power source. So when you're in the middle of a hurricane, a tropical storm, a windstorm, it could just be you have you have an outage of power that lasts for a long, long time. When we're in the middle of winter, or especially in the middle of summer when it's humid and hot, it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare when you start to realize, oh my gosh, our freezer or refrigerator, we've got stuff in here that we could lose. And when you lose your power for weeks or even months. Yeah, that's happened before. Having that generator is such a huge peace of mind for you to know that you are going to have your electricity. Make sure, and a lot of people have these tankless water heaters, good luck taking a hot shower if you don't have energy. So make sure that you check out the Generac Automatic Standby Generator. Generator Supercenter is the nation's number one Generac automatic dealer, and they give you a free estimate. They've got low monthly payments. Just make the phone call, 281-377-9774. That's 281-377-9774.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now. Do it. Do it. Do it now.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Lance is going to be pissed, though. You see this? College athletes are going to be able to unionize if a name, image, and likeness bill introduced Thursday by Senator Chris Murphy is passed. The College Athlete Economic Freedom Act would allow college athletes to make money off their name, image, and likeness with the fewest restrictions possible.
Dabbing on Lance.
Oh, dabbed on you. How you like it now? That man
didn't feel good.
And he put a
My wife dabbed on me one time. I know he put a little something on it. But
some sauce on it.
He had a little something extra on it.
Yep.
No, it's fine. I just think at some point you do. It's not now, but at some point. Now, the video game stuff coming in, that's a big deal because it's going to give them a chance to bring money in. The problem is going to be when you continue. We already see the transfer portal. More and more guys are going to stop playing. I'll just let it play out. We'll see how everyone likes it.
Well, here's the deal is, you know, they're going to, the NCAA is going to allow them, but this bill would make it a federal right that could not be limited by the NCAA, because I could see the NCAA going, yeah, you can make so much money, but that's all you can make. Okay. We're going to limit it on how much you can make. Now it's going to open it up to, you're going to see athletes in commercials. You're going to see, yeah, you're going to see quarterbacks in commercials. You're going to see them on billboards. You're going to see them. You're going to see, and it's going to be unlimited how much money they can make. They could be cashing on this. And here's the deal. It's not coming out of the schools.
No, the NCAA punted on this partly because they knew the government was going to get involved with the change and, you know, more the Democrats holding the majority with the vice president stuff. I read an article about how the Republicans were more friendly to the idea of the NCAA putting some restrictions and maybe not making it this open thing. With the Republicans controlling the House and the Senate, they're like, we're kind of screwed here. So they could have made a decision earlier in January, but punted on the whole thing because of the change in power. And now they're allowing the government to pretty much decide this thing.
The government is deciding it they're not allowing it. The government says, we're taking control of this thing. Yeah. NCAA, you ain't limited what these kids can make. Yeah. AOC getting work done.
What?
Dab.
You dab on them. Put
you're
another.
Supposed to dab.
After you say something like that, you got to dab.
Yeah, that's like bang.
Oh, there
he banged. Oh, I think I like his more than I like yours.
I know. His is pretty good.
He puts a little hitch in it.
Bang.
Bang.
He bangs.
But, okay.
Why are there more people on Twitch right now?
Did you say something?
I said Nina was going to come in and sit right here.
And look it. But Nina, just announcing Nina's coming in, you've blown Twitch up. Congratulations.
So, it was a trap, obviously.
It was a thirst trap.
It was a thirst check.
And how much was the increase?
It was, the increase was,
what was it at?
So is it 170?
It's a 200.
A while ago, is it 209? And then I think some people recognize it was a trap.
She's not coming.
And they bailed. You know somebody who asked you about her?
Oh, yeah.
Nina's our intern who works on Sports Map Bets. If you missed it, she played poker on the circuit in Las Vegas. She wagers on sports. She's got a Russian mother and an English father. She had been. Did she tell that on this air or no?
Which part?
Holy crap, it's up to 245.
We keep talking about it.
Oh, wow. Holy crap. With the part about.
It just blew up. Nina's.
Yeah.
Hurry up,
Nina. Going to China, that part?
Yeah, she went to China.
Was that on the air?
Yes, China part.
No, but was it on the air about her getting taken to Russia?
No.
Okay.
No,
that so she was also lived in
but
Russia.
But I think that's out there that people know.
It is. She lived in Russia for a while.
She's had an interesting life. Anyway, a buddy of mine asked for his son. She's like, what's Nina look like?
What?
Is she single? I think she's single, right?
I don't know.
I don't know that.
You didn't ask those questions.
Ain't my business. That's for Dell to find out.
Yeah. Well,
why is it for me to find out?
Because
what's up, playa?
Don't. Your dab is so much worse.
He's Jack Easterby dad.
He said playa like Jack Easterby would.
Yeah.
One fish, two playa.
Ask Nina, is she single? What?
It might be Jack Easterby.
What's
I'm going
up
to
with
say,
it?
What up?
Back, one back, fish, two back, fish. Back. Give me 50 feet or at least 6 feet because that's social distancing. Bang.
That's embarrassing.
I am going to say, hey, what up? One fish, two fish.
Are you going to do the moves?
Got it.
What he was doing? With the shoulder stuff?
Man, that must have been a different racial makeup in that audience that he was doing.
You know, someone has done a mashup of Jack Easterby with the one fish, two fish thing over football time in Houston.
Who did this?
Who did it?
Who did this?
You seem to be from God because you're doing some miracles and you're walking on water and all that stuff. Like, that's a pretty good deal. By the way, y'all think Jesus, like, paused on water and, like, shot out to the fish? That's funny right there. I laugh at that all the time. I'm like, man, you know, Jesus walking on water. Like, hey, what's up, fish? Right, one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
Please don't do it anymore.
It makes me like, it does. Oh. It's a universal, it's not a joke on my kids. I literally like.
It's cringy.
I get goosebumps in a bad way, and I'm just like, oh.
For those of you that haven't seen.
You ever seen, remember when David Brent was doing his dance and doing all that stuff when he went to go speak somewhere? Remember how bad that was on the British version of The Office?
Or when Michael was teaching the class.
What about when he was
the
prison
Snickers
Mike?
Bar and the
Oh yeah.
That was
what about when he was prison Mike?
Oh That's Easterby. That's prison cringeworthy. Mike. That's Easterby. Oh,
No. Is there something you guys can tell me, because you're part of the culture, where it's the quintessential white guy trying to be cool movement?
Yeah. Part of that culture.
Yes, you are.
You're part of the culture. I see how you try to turn it.
You are. You
white guy are. Trying to be cool. Well, you know, the overbite thing is a real thing.
Yeah. But what about that movement he was doing? That's what you guys do.
I don't know.
Is that like some? Is that a what, class? What that's
move is, what was, move is it?
No, wait. You know, that like, just that's called flavor.
That's what you
Jack
call it?
Had some flavor with flavor. His that's with his loafers on, and he
he's
was like,
flavor, flavor,
flavor. He's like,
he's flavor Jack.
I just wish he would have.
What?
No, he's not hitting him with the whoa. He's not going to do that, or any of that stuff. It's just the same thing. You see the move all the time. Hey, man. Hey. Sands, cool stuff.
You're talking about the Trump dance move.
What yeah. up, my brother?
The Trump dance move is what you're referring to. Jack did a cooler version of that.
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah. No. And he gets, I'm not putting.
He goes, That's what he's doing.
I wish Jack would have mumble rapped a little bit.
No.
He was trying. He mumbled a little.
What's up, fish? Redfish, bluefish, shout out to the fish.
And he put a little something on the voice, too.
Yeah,
you heard it.
He did. I'm telling you, that was a racially again, different Del. Makeup.
Play it again? You want the best
no,
up
no
again?
Question that was a black audience.
Yes.
Am I wrong?
No, yes, it's true.
And then when no one laughs at his joke, he goes, that's funny right there.
Yeah,
do you think he shouts out the fish? And there's no response. That's funny right there. I love it. I'm like, oh, Jack.
Don't
bail
laugh.
Out, Jack. Bail out. Is he? Where is he at? The Apollo? Somebody come get. Come on, Sandman needs to come get this dude off the with the big hook.
Oh.
Look at that prison. He look guy looks like Prison Mike.
He
does, play Redfish, Bluefish again.
What?
No,
just
Redfish.
Just let people hear Redfish, Bluefish one more time.
No more Redfish, Bluefish.
Look, we're having a debate. Sorry. You guys need to figure it out. What do we play it or don't we? Because it's a battle.
No.
I would say yes.
No.
All right.
You're the
rock,
deciding
paper,
factor.
Scissors. One time.
What?
One rock, paper, scissors. Just like this. One, two, three, and then we're on three, right? Okay, ready?
Look at this.
Play it.
Because you're doing some stand this, and you seem to be from John God because you're doing some miracles and you're walking on water and all that stuff. Like, that's a pretty good deal. By the way, y'all think Jesus like paused on water and like shot out to the fish? That's funny right there. I laugh at that all the time. I'm like, man, you know, Jesus walking on water. Like, hey, what's up, fish? Right. One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. You know?
Shout out to fish. Shout out the fish.
Don't play that again.
You lost.
Play it. Everybody on Twitch is saying play it. Play it again. You know what? It's self-flagellation. We deserve this. We deserve this, apparently. We need to just hate ourselves. We need to be so full of self-hate and loathing that we just keep playing this.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. You know, are you a season this ticket holder? Are you technically a season ticket holder?
This is like the version of where you whip the self-flagellation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what this is.
Are you a season ticket holder?
I was.
Technically, are you still?
Yeah, still.
Okay. You're part of this problem.
No, I'm not.
You've allowed it to
You've
continue.
You've allowed this to happen with your money.
Not anymore. I ain't giving them another dime, this team, this football team. That's it. I'm done with them. I'm done. Until Cal. Can the board just take Cal? Can they just get rid of him?
Yeah. Because
this problem will be
solved.
This problem will be solved.
Yeah, they can.
They can. I want to talk about something fun and positive, and that's Chastain Ford. Those are my peeps over at Chastain Ford. I love those people.
Shout out Chastain.
That's funny to me.
No, I'm not shouting out Chastain like that. Stop, okay? Because here's the deal, is because they're much cooler than Jack Easterby. I'm telling you. And here's the deal is, when I went in to get my deal done, I mean, you know, they sold me a car just like they were going to sell you, and they're going to do the deal with you just like they did the deal with me. It ain't no different. They can't give me any more than they did. What they gave me was the max, and they're going to give you the max. Everything that they could possibly do to work the deal so that you get the best deal you can possibly have. And it starts with, what can you afford? What do your payments have to be at so you're not choking on them every single month? And we got there with it. And I got the Expedition. And right now, you've got Explorers right now, $10,000 off for the 2020s. and the 2020 F-150 XLT crew cabs, they got to get these off the lot, people. This is the best time to buy them because they got to get rid of them, and they're going to do everything they possibly can to get those off. And they got wonderful 2020 EcoSports as well for $14,999 and F-150 2021 and 2021 Bronco Sports. They are loaded, and they need you to get in there and get these cars off the lot, and they're going to give you the best deal they possibly can, all at ChastangFord.com or at 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. It's Chastang Ford.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.